Israeli emergency workers hope to complete recovery work at the Taba Hilton today. The hotel was the scene of the first of two deadly bombings along the Egyptian Red Sea coast Thursday night. 33 people died in the blasts. Most are believed to be Israelis. The bloodshed has scared visitors away from resorts in the Sinai, dealing a devastating blow to Egypt's heavily tourist-dependent economy. NPR's Julie McCarthy traveled to the area of the attacks and filed this report.
The beaches along what's been dubbed the Red Sea Riviera are eerily empty. Samer Ali tucks into the cabana of his all but deserted beachfront mini resort. In happier times, the architect turned hotelier can usually be spotted racing around his 28-room hotel of small chalets, taking his guests on snorkeling trips or treks through the mountains that rise beside the Red Sea in this stretch of the Sinai Desert, an hour's drive south of Israel. The night of the attacks, Samer says he heard what he thought was a clap of thunder in the sky. It was the suicide bomber at the campsite, a 15-minute drive up the beach at Rosh Hatan. Two Israelis were killed. Samer's mostly Israeli guests were already huddled around the lobby, listening to news of the massive explosion at the Taba Hilton further north. Then a friend called with news that the Rosh Hatan campgrounds were in flames.
It was moments of shock. The reaction was everybody wanted to use the phone to call to say that we are okay. We have only one international line, so it was a long queue on the phone calls. This was like a panic. Nobody understands what's going on.
From Samer's beach, across the Red Sea, the outline of the Saudi Arabian coast is clearly visible. Egyptian authorities said the attackers might have come in a speedboat from the other side of the water. Another theory is that a sleeper cell in Egypt was awakened for the attacks. No hard evidence has emerged to support either theory. Israel is fingering Al-Qaeda. Egyptian authorities rounded up dozens of members of the Bedouin community here. But Samer doubts that Bedouins, who depend on Israeli tourists for their livelihood, would stage such attacks. And he says while some locals may have assisted, the events bore signs of something much bigger.
It's exactly in a small scale, like September 11. Same way, which is hitting different places in the same moment. Very well planned. Definitely, it's a big group. Let's say, like Israeli suspect, maybe it could be Al-Qaeda. I believe it's a big thing, not a small thing.
Samer built this low-key family-style hotel in the late 90s, hoping to attract Israelis looking for an alternative to the expensive, glitzy hotels along the coast. It worked. Israelis now make up 80% of his business. But as a consequence, he suffers economically when the Israelis stay home. At the start of the Palestinian Intifada 4 years ago, as now, his Israeli guests vanished.
Again, remind me of these days, because at this moment when the Intifada started, all the Israeli guests left the place in a couple of hours, back home. So I've been through this before.
Samer says Egyptians are saddened by the attacks and will suffer. He says just about every family here has a member working in Egypt's now battered tourism industry. His small village of Terabin is ghostly quiet. Gone are the Israeli teens who usually crowd the bazaar, a row of small stores hawking Pharaoh souvenirs and jewelry. The street comes alive, but just briefly, when a small group of Israelis on their way home stops off to wish their old acquaintances from the bazaar well. One Israeli woman says, "We want our Egyptian friends to know that we will come and dance and eat and enjoy ourselves among them." She may be a minority. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, on the Red Sea.